pages 41 through 48 of Baby's Own Aesop by Walter Crane. Read for LibriVox by Dennis Sayers in Modesto, California, Fall 2006. Turn to page 41. The Trumpeter Taken Prisoner. A trumpeter prisoner made, hoped his life would be spared when he said he'd no part in the fight. But they answered him, "Right, but what of the music you made?" Moral: songs may serve a cause as well as swords. Turn to page 41. Hot and cold. When, to warm his cold fingers, man blew, and again, but to cool the hot stew, simple satyr, unused to man's ways, felt confused when the same mouth blew hot and cold too. Moral: Aesop aimed at double dealing. Turn to page 43. Neither beast nor bird. A beast he would be, or a bird, as might suit, thought the bat, but he erred. When the battle was done, he found that no one would take him for friend at his word. Between two stools you may come to the ground, is the moral. Turn to page 44. The Stag in the Ox Stall. Safe enough lay the poor hunted deer in the ox stall, with nothing to fear from the careless-eyed men, till the master came. Then there was no hiding place for the deer. Moral: an eye is keen in its own interest. The Deer and the Lion. From the hounds the swift deer sped away to his cave, where in past times he lay well concealed, unaware of a lion crouched there, for a spring that soon made him his prey. Moral: fate can meet as well as follow. Turn to page 45. The Lion in Love. Though the lion in love let them draw all his teeth and pare down every claw, he'd no bride for his pains, for they beat out his brains ere he set on his maiden a paw. Moral: our very means may defeat our ends. Turn to page 45. The Cat and Venus. Might his cat be a woman, he said. Venus changed her. The couple were wed. But a mouse in her sight metamorphosed her quite, and for bride a cat found he instead. Moral: nature will out. Mice in council. Against cat sat a council of mice. Every mouse came out prompt with advice, and a bell on cat's throat would have met a round vote had the bell hanger not been so nice. Moral: the best policy often turns on an if. Turn to page 46. The Hen and the Fox. The hen roosted high on her perch. Hungry fox down below on the search coaxed her hard to descend. She replied, "Most dear friend, I feel more secure on my perch." Moral, beware of interested friendships. The Cat and the Fox. The fox said, "I can play when it fits many wiles that with man make me quits, but my trick's up a tree." Said the cat, "Safe to see, clever fox, hunted out of his wits." Trust to skill rather than wit is the moral. Finally, turn to page 48. The Hare and the Tortoise. 'Twas a race between tortoise and hare. Puss was sure she'd so much time to spare that she lay down to sleep and let old Thick Shell creep to the winning post first, you may state. Moral, persistence beats impulse. The Hares and the Frogs. Timid hares from the trumpeting wind fled as swift as the fear in their mind, till in fright from their fear, from the green sedges near, leaping frogs left their terror behind. Moral, our own are not the only troubles. End of pages 41 through 48. This recording is in the public domain.